Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America as well as in the Caribbean and around the world at the speed of the Internet. And hello to everybody listening to us overseas today. Maria, how you doing over there? And Major Mac, how you doing over there? Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, for the job you do keeping America free and safe. And let's not forget everybody working on the Third Watch tonight: the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, also the construction workers, the bulk mail centers too, the snowplow drivers, the sander drivers out there where it's snowing out in the Sierra Nevadas tonight. Certainly, thank you for what you're doing. The Uber, the Lyft, the taxi, and the bus drivers too. And let's not forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website either while you're scrolling around the Internet. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, our website, our podcast is over there, and a lot of other things too that might interest you. Now, I'm going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Ms. Rosemary, again, is on sabbatical, so she's not here. So here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we use the words and emphasize the words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we're not going to let you forget that. Now, if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. And where I'm going to start this hour is Alan Dershowitz. Now, Alan Dershowitz, of course, is quite a renowned legal scholar, professor emeritus and whatnot. He has come out and said that Nancy Pelosi's proposal to withhold trial documents from the House of Representatives to the Senate is unconstitutional. Now, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know if it is or not, but I've heard both sides of the issue being discussed in the last 24 hours. I've heard the people saying it's unconstitutional. I've heard the other people saying that she doesn't need to put it over there in any timely manner at all. But until the Senate, and I've also heard something else, until the Senate actually gets it and acts on it, Donald Trump technically has not been impeached. I heard that. And then I heard somebody else say, oh no, that's not true. They voted to impeach him. He's been impeached. That's going to be on his record forever. Okay, well, whatever. But again, it's not a criminal charge. It's just an accusation that all the Democrats decided that Donald Trump was going to be impeached. Now, Lindsey Graham also said that Donald Trump was mad as hell and was demanding his day in court, namely the Senate. We'll see. By the way, the Trump lawyers are asking if the delay means that Trump is not yet impeached. There are no real solid definitions as to that one. There's legal scholars on both sides of the aisle on that, so I guess it's just the way it is, because again, this is not a trial. This is not a legal case. This is the U.S. Congress. This is not even a criminal case. As a matter of fact, that's why that the things that you are afforded in a regular trial, you're not seeing here. It just isn't happening. Now, we're going to get to the caller in a minute, but I want to mention also that Reuters said that less than half of the people in a poll that they've got out there, less than half of the people out there want the president ousted, removed from office after impeachment. So that's a little different than what it was. By the way, the numbers have dropped on impeachment down 13% in 2 weeks. All right, well, let's see here. This is our Professor Emeritus, Dan the Man, out there in Lafayette, Indiana. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you what, on impeachment, it is only good for the duration of this Congress. So this Congress will end January 9th of 2021, so it's good for about another year. And after that, it's just a piece of dead weight. He's sort of impeached based on what had happened yesterday. But if the Senate doesn't act on it, you know, it's not a big deal. I hope she doesn't move it over to the Senate now. I hope she sits on it, because in a year from now, it's going to be moot. It doesn't matter. You cannot take one piece of legislation or an impeachment from one Congress to another. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where it's at there. It's bizarre that what they're doing, it's making a mockery of the Constitution. Mm-hmm. The Constitution's only as good as people are willingly, voluntarily subject themselves to it, and the Democrats don't seem like that's what they're doing. So I just know from my experience, you know, there's a certain timeline on it. The next Congress, if the House is Republican, they can come back in and they can expunge.
Right. But let me ask you a question. A lot of people are saying and asking the question, if she just sits on that and it just stays there in limbo for a number of months or whatever, does that mean technically that the president has been impeached or not?
Technically, yes. Practically, no. I mean, they did what the Constitution required. It is not a piece of legislation. If they want to come back, if they, God forbid, if they hold the House for another session, she could come back, but they'd have to come back and reenact the whole process over again.
Well, we need to get rid of her leadership. We need to get rid of the Dems and being in charge of the House of Representatives. Can you hang on for a minute?
Sure.
All right, hang on. We need to get rid of the Dems being in charge of the House of Representatives and put the Republicans back in charge, because if we don't, we're going to see this again and again and again. As has been promised, they're going to continue to impeach the president. That ought to be inspiration enough to you to vote the damn Democrats out of office. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, who happen to be the owners of Relief Factor. And, of course, Relief Factor is the product that I take and I've been taking for 3 years and 9 months now. And if you're struggling with nagging pain, if it's any kind of pain like arthritis or back pain or neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, just general pain, then let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan right away. Now, it's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start, and many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. You take it as directed, no shortcuts. Take it as directed. To begin with, you take it 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and stay on it and see what happens. Now, at the end of 3 weeks, you'll know. You might know after the 2nd week, might even know after the 1st week. But go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Click on the little drop-down window that's there. It's a little video. It'll tell you all about this all-natural product, and it'll tell you how it works and what you need to do. Sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start, and then you'll automatically be enrolled in a regular delivery after that. Now, the price does go up. I don't know what it goes up to, but here's the thing, okay? If it works, there you go. And by the way, the other thing is they're telling me that 80% of the people that get on it here, Relief Factor, on my show, stay on it. That's relieffactor.com/captain on the website, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Dan the Man, the professor emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Okay, before I roll on, I got a question from, this is from Eric in Seminole, our favorite Marine dad father and a veteran himself. He says, what are your thoughts regarding the Democrats taking the Senate?
Well, right now, it wouldn't be very good. But I think that's one of the things they're aiming at. Their existence as a party is going to depend on who controls the Senate. They're scared that Ruth Bader Ginsburg's going to die within the next year, and then you would have six solid conservatives on the Supreme Court, which would put it out of reach for the liberal, progressive, socialist Democrats for at least a generation. I think that's what you're seeing now. I think that's why this country is so divided. So much stuff, so many things we take for granted that we think is law, isn't. It comes about because of Supreme Court decisions, be it Roe v. Wade, be it gay marriage. Congress never voted any legislation enacting those kind of procedures or customs in this country. It came down from the Supreme Court. And it makes both sides a little paranoid because it just takes one Supreme Court decision to reverse any of that. You know, right now, the Democrats, they love the fact that Anthony Kennedy went with the liberals to enact same-sex marriage. Though, you know, if you look at civilization, it's never happened. You look at U.S. law, there's nothing that mentions it. It just came down to one flimsy, and that's what they are, flimsy Supreme Court decisions. You know, most of these guys are lawyers. Most of these guys are partisan. You see it on it. And I think that's what we're seeing now with the Supreme Court. You got five decent conservatives. When the gerrymandering case came before the court about a year ago, what did they say? They said, this is a political matter. It's not a legal matter. States can take care of it. So they threw that case out. They didn't even hear it. And I think that's what you're going to see with the whole impeachment. If she holds on, she holds on to the trial documents, which will be null and void a year from now. But I don't think the Supreme Court would ever take this question up, because they're going to say that is a matter between Congress and the president, and it's a political matter. It's not a legal matter.
Well, let's talk about one of your favorite topics, and that's trade, because we just saw the USMCA was passed by the House. Nancy Pelosi is doing a victory lap, claiming responsibility for the USMCA, but what she fails to tell everybody is that she sat on it for almost, 9 or 10 months. The president's the one that negotiated the deal to begin with Mexico and with Canada, and Nancy did little to nothing until just the other day to add a bunch of stuff on it, and they decided to vote and accept it the way it is, so that will become law. But the USMCA is going to be very good for the country.
Oh, it will be. If you remember right, when the Democrats won the House in November of 2018, a year ago, I was on your program and I said, I wish they would get the USMCA voted on before the Democrats take over. I didn't think we would ever see a light of day. So this deal, it's been out there for probably close to 2 years now, and she's set on it.
Right.
I wanted the Republicans to pass it, kind of like the way the Democrats passed Obamacare. Do it at the last minute, the last act of a Republican Congress. Because I thought that was going to be the only way you would see the light of day it would ever get passed. But there were some good things in it for everybody, whether it's the content on car parts on American-made cars. You know, we're going from 65.6% to 76%. So it should have more manufacturing car jobs here in the United States. Most of those are going to be unionized, UAW. So I think that's where.
Well, they are in the U.S. and Canada, but not Mexico. Mexico is exempt from that when it comes to car to wages being paid for car manufacturing.
Yeah, but the amount of American U.S. car parts that's been raised.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to make a lot of this, even more of it, in the United States now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that this works. There were some things that NAFTA had to be updated on, and this did it. And the one was e-commerce. And I think you'll see e-commerce move out of this country in a big way. As we got a big Spanish-speaking citizenry in this country now, I think you're going to see a lot of robocalls now come out of Mexico
and
Spanish-speaking America.
Now, for the first time ever, folks, for the first time ever, the U.S. economy started and ended an entire decade without a recession, the longest expansion in our history. How do you like that, Dan?
Oh, I love it. I just hope we can hold on to it. I'm, you know, one of the things that President Trump said when he was running, that he could wipe out the national debt in 8 years. That's going to be like Reagan trying to do it, because I think it's going to be a lot higher when he leaves office than it was when he came in. the Congress, the President, we got to get a hold of spending. In 4 years, we will spend 20% of our tax revenue just paying the interest on the debt a year. So 20% is going to go just to pay the debt, mm-hmm. finance charges on that debt we have incurred on. Well, by that time, it should be about $26 trillion.
And
it's thin that it's that high.
And I'm observing my neighbors and different things that are going on here. I mean, one of my neighbors just bought a boat. Another one bought a motorcycle. Another one bought an extra vehicle. They went out and they didn't buy a new vehicle, but they went out and bought a certified pre-owned vehicle. As a matter of fact, they bought it from Moss. And they have an extra vehicle for their youngsters to drive around in so they don't have to borrow the family truckster. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of toys come back into the picture again, you know, guy toys.
Well, I've seen that too. Part of it right now, GM still is not making trucks, right?
Right.
So, and after that, I think you're going to see Michigan, the state of Michigan, probably, and it's this way now, probably next year, it's going to be a one-state recession. The strike at GM really crippled a lot of businesses.
Didn't Ford just bring a truck manufacturing plant into Michigan?
Yeah, they're bringing one. They're bringing one F-150 from Mexico back to Michigan.
Good.
Yeah, that's very good to see. Reestablishment, we're reindustrializing is the best way to put it. There's still some concerns. You know, the soybean farmers, farmers in general are sitting on a ton of debt like they've never seen before. Heavy manufacturing is kind of slowing down a little bit. And believe it or not, this year, you're talking about toys. Car loan defaults were a record in 2019. You haven't heard much about it on the media.
No.
So those are three concerns, but the service economy's going mid manufacturing.
Well, they're giving out car loans to people that are much lower down the economic number circuit. You know, when it comes to your credit rating, you can have a 400 and some odd credit rating and buy a car.
Oh, I know. It's kind of like subprime lending for cars now,
mm-hmm.
and you know they want to get them off the lot, get them to people.
All right, one last thing because I got about 30 seconds. John Durham, the federal prosecutor investigating the criminal probe that's going on, is seeking John Brennan's communications that was leaked. What do you think?
Brennan would be my number one person on how all this started. I think it was a big cabal. I still think it goes back to Susan Rice and Barack Obama. You've got to build your case from the bottom up.
Yep.
Brennan,
yep.
Is dirty.
Okay, I got to run. Here comes the music, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Okay, thank you, and I will talk to you next week.
Thank you. Dan DeMann, our professor emeritus up there at Lafayette, Indiana, Purdue University, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Impeachment standoff. The trial uncertain as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi may withhold sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate
At her weekly news conference, she refuses to answer reporters' questions on the matter. The impeachment vote prompting a Democrat to switch parties. President Trump sitting next to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew at the White House with the announcement he's ditching the Democrats and joining the Republican Party.
He voted our way yesterday, as you probably know, and we had a totally unified party. I don't think there's ever been a time where the Republican Party was so united.
This is just a better fit for me. This is who I am. It's who I always was, but there was more tolerance of moderate Democrats.
Van Drew represents New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District in the southern part of the state, which also covers Atlantic City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, yesterday we had Bo in the studio, and thank you very much for all the people that participated in the questions, and I hope the answers you got were what you wanted to get. But let's listen to what National Aviation Academy has to say right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is right outside Boston. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, both locations offer you certification courses in becoming an aviation maintenance tech. The one up in Concord, Massachusetts is a daytime-only school that will be changing, I understand, over the course of the next year, but not just yet, but it's a daytime-only school now. The one down here in Clearwater is a day-night school. You can either go in the daytime or you can go in the nighttime, hold down a job more in the morning or in the daytime or the nighttime and go to school at the opposite end of the spectrum. But the campuses only tell part of the story. It's the curriculum and the students that are there. They tell the real story. There's an esprit de corps there, and I've seen it over and over again, that's just unbelievable. Everybody is happy to be there, and they're learning to become an aviation maintenance tech. They know the future is going to be really good for them. They know they're going to have a tremendous job. And if you want in on that, okay, look them up online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Remember, the National Aviation Academy has two locations which you can go to school. But the one here in Clearwater is where Bo's at, and I can tell you based on my own first-hand personal experience that you're going to love it. Of course, the Florida weather and whatnot, hot in the summertime, but if you can put up with the heat, then you'll be fine. And, of course, you get all your tools, you get a nice uniform to wear, so you feel like you're all part of the same team. There's a lot of rah-rah attaboy stuff going there. They welcome the military to come in there and get themselves certified. They also welcome people that are trying to get a different job to pay some better wages, because this will pay you $50,000 to $60,000 a year to start once you finish the training and get your FAA aviation maintenance technical license. It'll pay you $50,000 to $60,000 a year to start, and you have the potential to make a lot more than that. Now, you've heard me talking about the Russian spy ship, and Admiral James Fogo III, the commander of the U.S. Naval Forces in Europe and U.S. Navy Forces Africa, told reporters that the Russian spy ship was operating about 200 miles off the East Coast, just over the horizon. Now, we already have the fact that they were down by the Mayport Naval Air Base, or Naval Base and Airfield, and they were up as far as Norfolk, and they've actually been off the coast of Kings Island in Georgia, which is where we have a lot of our nuclear subs going and out. So they've been snooping from afar, but they've been snooping. Now, what that means in the day and age and the scheme of things, we don't know, but we'll just keep our eyes open, because this Russian spy ship is operating there in an erratic manner, so says our military people, and I guess we'll just have to find out. Now, Ambassador Tina Kaidino, a longtime State Department official who joined the Pentagon in 2018, has left her position as Senior Advisor for International Cooperation, according to Defense News. What she's going to do next, I don't know, but there have been multiple recent resignations at the Pentagon of lower-level individuals, so we'll see how that works out. Now, NATO exercises near the border with Russia reflect the alliance's preparations for a large-scale military conflict. And Russia's chief military officer said in remarks published this week that he has concern over what NATO's doing, and he would just wish that they would just not do it anymore. So how do you like that? By the way, NATO exercises near the border with Russia also reflect the alliance's preparations for a large military conflict, and they're doing a lot of air and ground exercises there as well. You'll hear more about this in the days and weeks to come, I'm sure. By the way, while an announcement of a drawdown of several thousand American troops from Afghanistan is expected soon from the White House, the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, wants to redeploy those forces to the Indo-Pacific region to confront the threat from China. We'll see how that works out. And U.S. Special Forces soldiers who deployed to a military site in Uzbekistan shortly after the 911 attacks found pond water that glowed green, black goo oozing from the ground, and signs warning radiation hazard. Well, come to find out, a lot of our brave warriors are coming down with cancer. Those who deployed to the Uzbek base where the black goo oozed from the ground, number of them came down with cancer. And what a shame. What a shame. Certainly, I hope that government does the right thing and takes care of them the way they should. Sometimes there's a question with that. By the way, Turkey has pitched a plan to settle 1 million refugees in northern Syria. Questions are arising as to whether Erdogan's $26 billion mega project is intended to clear his border of the Kurds or not. Because, after all, that's where they'd be coming from. And the latest meeting between Milley, General Milley, and General Gasanov point to a sign that a high-level channel first set up under the previous U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, retired General Joseph Dunford, will continue with the new Space Force that's coming under new leadership at the Pentagon as they actually create the Space Force now. And the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, was quite the sight at the Army-Navy game. Quite the sight at the Army-Navy game. In the locker room during the half and even before the game and after the game. And he had a whale of a time. And so did our president, I might add. Now, Carl Bingen, the principal deputy undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, has announced, Carrie Bingen, has announced her intention to retire and leave the Pentagon. She will be missed. By the way, current and former officials point to John Rood as a major source of frustration in the U.S. Defense Department policy shop. He is called the Pentagon's police chief, policy chief, and he's been under fire as senior officials are headed now for the exits to get away from a lot of different things at the Pentagon. Now also, a truck and a Purple Heart were stolen from an Army Ranger who was blown up in Afghanistan. Now, they were just recently recovered, but still. The Ranger had already been through a few rough months when someone stole his Ford F-150. Asia Davis, of course, is his name, Asia Davis, had loaded with family belongings. Now, the American flag, her Army Ranger husband, had carried in an August raid in Afghanistan in a Purple Heart they pinned to his chest on the battlefield. What a shame. What a shame. They take advantage of these young men and these young women. It's got to stop. Just got to stop. By the way, let's not forget that coming up, we'll have our next Truckers Highway and Viber report. And Eric is chiming in. Wasn't there radiation detected 5 to 10 years ago throughout Northern Europe, and the powers that be could not pinpoint. Yeah, that's true, Eric. That's true. You're absolutely right on that one. Okay, well, we're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go anywhere. And then Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will be on the air with us. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on, the road's been rough. Two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class.
Alrighty, that's Leland Martin, Working Class, and we'll cut that a little bit short because we got a little bit of extra stuff to tell you about right now, because wouldn't you know, an hour later, we got some changes in the weather, and I'll get right to it. Now, Stormy weather out in the west, especially the northwest tonight. If you're up along the northern part along the Canadian border from Washington State over into Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, and over into Montana, you've got a system that is moving towards the east and moving very slowly right now. But by Monday morning, it's going to be somewhere over the central part of the country, Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe over even to Michigan by that time. But a series of very moist weather systems will deliver a variety of impacts into the Pacific Northwest and Northern California all through the upcoming weekend. Now, torrential rain is possible. Possible flooding is also possible. Heavy mountain snow in the higher elevations, and you'll definitely, if you don't have them, you need to be carrying chains. Don't forget that. Also, high winds and rough surf are going to be the order of the day for the weekend, all weekend long. Now, a powerful storm will also develop near the northwestern Gulf Coast, and it will this weekend, and it will continue to impact the southeast and Florida with soaking rain and gusty winds, and it's already doing that from about Tallahassee west over to Milton, up into southeastern Alabama, Dothan up that way, and then over through the southern part of Georgia over to the I-75 highway, and then that is pretty much where the line stops. After that, it's raining a little bit east of there, but not the cold weather that we're talking about or the rain right now, because it's a cold rain up there. Now, let's go up to Washington State. Seattle, you have rain all the way up to Vancouver and all the way down to the Oregon line. And it'll be that way for the rest of the weekend. Now, to the east, Snoqualmie, over through Yakima, through Wenatchee, over to Spokane, over through Coeur d'Alene, over into Montana, and about 100 or 150 miles in, you've got rain, snow, and it is a winter storm warning that's along that area. That's up where I-90 runs all the way across through there, and you'll be in a winter storm warning all the way from Snoqualmie east to Montana. So keep that in mind. Also, a general snow down through other parts of Montana and other parts of Idaho right now, and a general snow down towards the inland areas of Washington State, down around Medford. And when you take a look at Oregon, you've got rain only, with some heavy rain in the Portland area, rain only down I-5 all the way to California, and then it'll get windy the closer you get to California. And in California, you've got snow tonight. Up in the higher elevations in the Sierra Nevadas, there's definitely snow there tonight, so be advised of that, and that snow will continue to spread as the weekend moves along. Now, other than that, I-80 coming across from San Francisco, there'll be some high winds tonight in Wyoming, Laramie to Cheyenne. Other than that, you're looking good all the way to the East Coast. I see absolutely nothing to bother you at the moment. Absolutely nothing. Now, let's go down to I-40 coming out of Barstow all the way east. I don't see anything on I-40 to bother you. Clear sailing as far as the weather's concerned. Let's come on down to I-10. I-10, looking good tonight until you get around Milton. And then from Milton to about I-75, that whole area up into Georgia and over into southeastern Alabama, you've definitely got rain tonight, so be advised of that. And fog, and lots of it east of there, over around Valdosta, to the east of Valdosta. So there you go. That's what you got tonight. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, not your daddy's truck stop anymore when you start talking about a Flying J, because you pull into a Flying J, you pull into a Pilot. They've been refurbished, if you will, rebuilt. The Pilots have got just some absolutely fantastic services there. Not only can you get a shower and do your laundry and all that sort of stuff, but guess what? You can also find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, might be a Denny's, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, a Wendy's, could be a Huddle House, or could be a Moe's Southwest Grill, too. And even a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, which not only has the donuts, but they have the bagels, they have the sandwiches, they have chili, they have soup, and, of course, they have that great iced coffee they're famous for. So, stop by your local Pilot Travel Center or Flying J and see what they have to offer today. Okay, to the telephone line we go. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Now, you are all excited because you came up with a thought that you ran by me earlier. So what is that all about? It has to do with, well, I'll let you tell it. I don't want to ruin it here.
Well, it comes to impeachment because, I mean, we were going through all this drama. And then the House Democrats, on a singular party line vote, voted to impeach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then all of a sudden people were panicked. Do we still have President Trump? Yeah, we do. Then it was kind of like, we're going over to the Senate, when are we going to hold the trial?
Mm-hmm.
And now we don't know, right?
Right.
We don't know if there's going to be a trial. And that's because Pelosi, for a reason that was actually suggested to her by Steny Hoyer, this was not Nancy Pelosi's concoction, it was Steny Hoyer who concocted this idea to hold up sending the articles of impeachment and the what they call impeachment managers over to the Senate. She has not chosen her impeachment managers, because there's one assigned to each article.
Yep.
For the sake of the listeners, what they do is they present the case like you would, kind of like an opening statement in a trial. So you have one each for each of the articles. And carrying it over there is a formality because it's a very sad, solemn process. And then you begin a trial in the Senate. Now, what's interesting, and I want the listeners to understand this, I was really kind of poking around in procedures yesterday, and that is when it gets over to the Senate, there's only the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court who presides. Then there is the impeached person's lawyers, those that are on the Judiciary Committee, and then the impeachment managers. Those are the only people that can there. A courtroom, so listeners understand, a courtroom will never, ever be, the lights will never go on and a door will never be open in a courtroom. This all stays in the Senate. I'll finish on the other side.
Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and this is going to get interesting because I got a question I'm going to ask her when she gets done, because we're hearing that the president may not be impeached yet. By one side, and the other side is saying, oh, not so fast. Yes, he is. Okay, after the top of the hour news, we'll be right back. Kathy Curtis, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.